Deutsch and her colleagues, in their 2006 paper, suggested that their work not only has implications for the issues of modularity in the processing of speech and music, but of the evolutionary origin of both. In particular, they see absolute pitch, whatever its subsequent vicissitudes, as having been crucial to the origins of both speech and music. In his book, The Singing Neanderthals, The Origins of Music, Language, Mind and Body, Stephen Mithen takes this idea further, suggesting that music and language have a common origin, and that a sort of combined proto-music come proto-language was characteristic of the Neanderthal mind. This sort of singing language of meanings, without individual words as we understand them, he calls hmm, for holistic, mimetic, musical, multimodal, and it depended, he speculates, on a conglomeration of isolated skills, including mimetic abilities and absolute pitch. With the development of a compositional language and syntactic rules, Mithen writes, allowing an infinite number of things to be said, in contrast to the limited number of phrases that hmm allowed, the brains of infants and children would have developed in a new fashion, one consequence of which would have been the loss of perfect pitch in the majority of individuals, and a diminution of musical abilities. We have little evidence as yet for this audacious hypothesis, but it is a tantalizing one. I was once told of an isolated valley somewhere in the Pacific where all the inhabitants have absolute pitch. I like to imagine that such a place is populated by an ancient tribe that has remained in the state of Mithen's Neanderthals, with a host of exquisite mimetic abilities, and communicating in a proto-language as musical as it is lexical. But I suspect that the valley of absolute pitch does not exist, except as a lovely Edenic metaphor, or perhaps some sort of collective memory of a more musical past.